Lutheran Public Radio is now a nonprofit organization. That means all past, present, and future gifts to LPR are tax deductible. Please consider making a gift to Issues Etc. today. You can donate by check, make your check payable to Lutheran Public Radio, and mail it to LPR, Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also make a tax-deductible gift online, issuesetc.org. Thanks for your support. I love Fridays. Love Fridays. Get a chance to read the email, get a chance to read the blogs, get a chance to listen to some old Issues Etc. sound bites, reminisce about the week that has gone by, and then go into the weekend. Time for Issues Etc. blog of the week. We read a lot of blogs out there. If your blog has the Issues Etc. widget, we're reading your blog and we're putting in consideration for the Issues Etc. blog of the week. You can get the widget by going to our website, issuesetc.org, click promote, and you'll find the widget and instructions for putting it on your blog right there. When you get it on your blog, just email us, talkback@issuesetc.org. And if you're me, then I'll put you right into my reader, and I'll be reading you every week. What's your pick, Jeff?
It's a blog titled called Survival Living in a Postmodern World. It's by Eric E. Kong. He's got a great post about this. You heard about this girls' basketball game down in where else? Texas?
Yeah.
Unless Dallas, Texas, where Christian school, Covenant School, beat Dallas Academy 100-0 in a game. So he has some thoughts on it, and it's titled Who's at Fault 100-0? He says sportsmanship. First of all, this was lacking of each parent, child, player, faculty, and coach that was in attendance at that game. The game of basketball was meant to encourage teamwork, not to run up scores to boost egos. At some point, he should have thought that as a coach, I'm doing a disservice to not only my players, but to the opposing school. At some point, the opposing coach should have said, enough. He says, someone, please explain to me how there was any sportsmanship at this game. How could, and there's one issue, he talks about sportsmanship, and he talks about Christians. God showed mercy on us by sending his son to suffer and die for our sins so that we may have everlasting life. Where was the easy type of mercy this coach and his players could have showed? Coaching and referees, Eric writes, it's about improving the skills of each basketball player, not only on the court, but in the real world. Each child in this game was done a great disservice. The only lessons they learned was what is wrong in this world. As a former coach, your job is to do no harm and to protect those kids as if they were your very own. For this reason, I blame both coaches for outcome of this game. Referees are there to protect the integrity of the game. I took the same oath here in Michigan. At some point, an official's timeout should have been called to call the game. And he concludes, the guys at Issues Etc. talk about Edwardsville High School and basketball all the time. I'm sure neither of them would have let things get out of hand like this, even versus their very bitter rivals. My blog post of the week, Who is at Fault? The blog is titled Survival Living in a Postmodern World.
My pick comes from the blog regularly written by regular guest, Pastor Will Whedon, just called, imaginatively enough, Whedon's Blog. He has a post there from this week called What Are You Afraid Of? He's talking about Lutherans and why we will be happily resting on what Scripture has to say and nothing more. Here's an excerpt. He says, so yes, as a Lutheran, I'd say to anyone, here's the Bible. Please take it, read it, begin with the New Testament, pray for God's enlightenment as you read, trust that He will grant it, seek to practice what you read, and your understanding will grow. And compare what you read here to what our church confesses in the Augsburg Confession or in the Small Catechism. We'd love to have you as a Lutheran, but only if you have been convinced that our teaching accords fully with what is written in the sacred scriptures under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit. It's called What Are You Afraid Of? Whedon's blog will post both of these picks at our website tonight, issuesetc.org.